Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Holy Saturday, and we're celebrating the Vigil Mass for Easter. From the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, A Very Large Stone.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of our Lord. Everyone knows the intensity of the Triduum: Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, and tucked away quietly in between is Holy Saturday. I imagine it was kind of a day of numbness, a day of trying to come to grips with all that had happened on Thursday and Friday. Jesus was with them, and then suddenly he wasn't. His followers rejoiced in his presence and saw that others were coming to believe in him. And then the worst happened. The crowd turned on Jesus. No longer was he hailed and praised. It went from Hosanna to crucify him. I'm sure many of us had something similar in our lives, where a numbness settles in and we go through the motions of life, eating, sleeping, but not really aware of what is happening around us. I remember it happening when my mom passed away and then my father. When my mom passed away, my father called to let me know, "Mom is gone." I remember the heart-wrenching pain. I finally understood the term heartbroken. But I don't remember much of the following days leading up to her funeral. They kind of passed in a blur. Then 23 years later, when my father passed, the hospice nurse called to call us at night, let me know my father had passed peacefully in his sleep. I remember the pain of knowing I wouldn't be able to talk to him in this world and hear his voice again as I had for 23 years. Since mom had passed, I had talked to him every day because I knew how hard it was for him living without her. But in the sorrow and the numbness, life went on. Just as in the gospel, I chose a reading from Easter Vigil. There are many readings for that liturgy, but I just felt that it kind of speaks to the cocoon that Jesus' disciples were in on Holy Saturday. Because despite their sorrow and pain, the women followers of Jesus went about the tasks of life. They headed to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, a ritual to honor the dead and to give comfort to those left behind. And even in their shock and numbness, the ordinary tasks of life forced them to ask the question, "Who will roll back the stone for us?" They were saddened, but even in their sorrows, the practicality of life took precedence. For how could they anoint Jesus if they couldn't get to him? And what happens next? The stone is already rolled back. Mark makes sure that we are aware. It was a very large stone. I'm sure we all have stones in our lives, problems and worries that seem very large. But looking back, how many times have those very stones been rolled back for us with the power of God? Maybe not in the way we expected or even prayed for, but somehow they were moved. To me, the beauty of the rolled back stone is not just that it was rolled back, but that it happened in a time of numbness, in a time of ordinary tasks, when Jesus' followers were just going about their lives, least expecting a miracle, least expecting the God to intervene. Little miracles happen every day, but often we let despair or sorrow cloud our ability to see the absence of a very large stone that isn't there anymore. God is there in the day-to-day, in the practical moments when we are just forging ahead, trying to make it through one more day, when we are numb from the hardships of life, or maybe just numb from the monotony of life. There are rare moments when the power of God catches us and we have our eyes opened to his presence. But as we read in the gospel, the women were not expecting anything momentous. They were just going about the tasks of life. And yet the greatest gift of God, the gift of the resurrection, was revealed to them in the midst of daily life. I don't know about you, but many times I pray to God to send help, to bestow on me a miracle, a grace. But maybe my prayer should be indeed to ask him to let me see the miracle right in front of me, to open my eyes and my heart to his already existing presence, to the knowledge that that very large stone is no longer there. Our lives are made up of many precious moments and memories, and sometimes these moments are very simple, but they come back to bring us joy when life is hard. I had one of these experiences, and it still pops up in my memory every so often. I was sitting in my car at a drive-thru restaurant, awaiting my order. It was a beautiful spring day, so I had the car window rolled down, and as I looked out, I noticed a flowering bush next to me. And there, I noticed I was in super close proximity to a honeybee doing its work, pollinating a flower. I gazed in wonder as I watched its tiny body biting in and out of the flowers. I had never seen a bee so close or even been privileged to watch it work. But it didn't even pay attention to me because I was away from it. I was in a car. The bee was just going about its daily work. I will never know how much joy I received watching it and knowing that the God of the universe had created these delightful creatures to help sustain life. One of God's many miracles happening every day of our existence, and yet we never see it. Dear Lord, I pray that when life gets me down and I feel like I'm just putting one foot forward at a time, trying to make it through another day, I pray that my eyes be open to seeing your miracles and that my worries about the very large stone blocking my way will be comforted by knowing that you are there when we least expect to see you. Amen.